This whole incident got us thinking about people putting on dark makeup and the history of where brownface or blackface comes from in the Canadian context. The World's Rupa Shenoy has more.
Blackface, the racist portrayal of black people as caricatures, was a creation of American minstrel shows of the 1830s. By the 1840s, those shows had reached Canada, and they were popular.
So that means it's just as Canadian?
Cheryl Johnson's a professor of media studies at Ryerson University in Toronto. She's been studying blackface for 10 years, and she was working on an article about this for the Toronto Star when we spoke. Johnson says brownface, as people are calling what Trudeau did, it's basically the same thing as blackface.
So it's like a derivative. You can't really say that it's something separate. It's coming from the same root.
And it's used in the same way, Johnson says, to humiliate. She compares Trudeau's 18-year silence about appearing in brownface to being betrayed by a lover.
Say if you're in a relationship and your partner cheated on you 18 years ago and never said anything, and then you find out today. I think you're going to think that that matters to you.
To Johnson, it means that Trudeau has been disingenuous when he's publicly supported diversity and inclusion.
Because it means that behind closed doors, you are the object of ridicule and mockery. But outside of those doors, they could be greeting you and treating you and smiling at you. And so you think you have an honest person that really sees you and understands you. And then behind closed doors, they're using you for entertainment purposes. And I think that's the link that people aren't understanding. Black and brown people have historically, it doesn't matter what country you're in, been the objects of ridicule and derision, right? For centuries. So when we see something like this, it just conjures up everything that we personally have experienced.
White Canadians haven't confronted this kind of racism, in part because they've always seen themselves in contrast to Americans, says Melissa Gismondi. She's a lecturer at the University of Virginia who studied something called Canadian exceptionalism.
Especially after 2016 and the election of President Trump, that Canada has kind of become this liberal beacon of hope in a world that's kind of seemingly gone mad.
She says that's kept some Canadians from dealing with persistent problems.
We don't talk about these issues enough in Canada, whether it's racism, whether it's settler colonialism, and issues like what's going on right now with the photos of Justin Trudeau in blackface and brownface are kind of thrusting it in our faces and forcing us to talk about these issues that many Canadians like to pretend aren't there and like to would prefer not to talk about, I think.
The reality of history is that there was also slavery and segregation in Canada. Barrington Walker, a history professor at Queen's University, says that's often not taught in Canadian schools.
So when these sorts of incidents emerge in the Canadian context, they're met by this kind of stupefying innocence around the way that Canadians think about or often think about racism.
As a result, he says, disparities persist today.
There's still a wealth gap between Black Canadians and non-Black Canadians. We have issues in our criminal justice system. We have problems at the employment market. So there are a number of issues that still confront Black Canadians in the 21st century.
Today, thanks to Trudeau, all Canadians are confronting the legacy of racism in their country, just as they choose their next leader. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.